So just getting yourself settled again. Let your body go heavy. And come into a state of balanced awareness. So just re-establish the equilibrium between the incoming and outgoing awareness. Spend half a minute doing that. Come into a sense of the length of your spinal column. Invite the whole of the structure into your perceptual field. See if you can come into sensations of the spine. Notice how your spine is within your body. And let's introduce the spine to the rest of the body, but also to the space around the body. So I'd like you to be interested in the sagittal and coronal planes of your body. So the sagittal plane is a front-back orientation, and the coronal is side-to-side. I'd like you to imagine that the body is divided by these planes so that there is four quadrants around you. You are dividing the space around you and the body into four quadrants. Let's be interested in inviting the quadrant to the front right of you into relationship with your spine, into relationship with the axis of the body. See how that feels. So in that quadrant you have spine, body, and the field around the body. Let's add to that, so let's invite the back right quadrant into the relationship with the axis of your body. And let's see how that is, how that creates a response through your whole system. What does that reveal? Let's keep going around. So let's invite the back left quadrant into a relationship now with the axis of your body. How does that quadrant feel? Finally, let's invite the last quadrant, the front left. So now there's all four quadrants in relationship with the body axis. Let's see if you can, as it were, look out into all four quadrants from the very core of you and see if you can be equally interested in all four. So this feels like you are looking out from the axis of the body equally in all directions. Then let's do the opposite. Let's invite all four quadrants into the axis. Finally, I'd like you to dissolve the planes. Let go of the sagittal plane and the coronal plane. Let go of the construct of the quadrants so that there is the spine and the space around the body. And let's be with that for a couple of minutes. And over the next half minute, letting go of the intention of the exercise and starting to come back into movement.